So there was all sorts of drama at Welsh Park in last Saturday's Waterford Senior Camogie Final. Galtier scored 1-2 in injury time to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat against De La Salle and regain the county title. And to reflect on that late, late show, Galtier attacker Aoife Fitzgerald and defender Maeve Sheridan are here in the broadcast centre this evening to chat about it all. Aoife, can you describe the scenes at the full-time whistle?
It's kind of hard to explain, really, because I was, the goal has been scored by Emma, I was actually waiting on the line to come on, and I had one voice by Jimmy Payne behind me saying, go in, go in, go in, and then Roisin Hartley would not leave me in until there was a break in play. And I was just delighted for Emma to get the goal, and we've been practicing goals at training occasionally throughout the year, and thankfully it came off in the end.
And straight after Emma's goal, Aoife, you came on and got the point to put you ahead. Can you just talk us through that moment?
Yeah, I suppose I wanted to have every impact I could when I came on, and we've been talking throughout the year about that extra 1%, and thankfully I put in the work throughout the year, and there was only one shot for me at the end, and thankfully, you went between the two posts.
Maeve, who did you celebrate with when that whistle went?
Honestly, I just took off my helmet and just fell to the ground crying. I was just so overwhelmed and so happy because I knew how much work we all put in throughout the year, and to finally get over the line just by literally, as Aoife said, the little margins that all count. It was just, I couldn't even explain it. It was so overwhelming, and I just went straight running to anyone I saw wearing blue and navy, and it was just unbelievable.
You lost to De La Salle in the two previous finals, Maeve. How much did that drive you on this time around?
For me personally, the first year we lost him, I was out with injury to my knee with meniscus, so I took that very hard. I wish I was on the pitch with the girls with them that year. And then last year again, devastation hit us, and we just came back this year and we knew things need to be changed, and we knew we need to work more as a team together. And I honestly think this bond that we grew this year is just unbreakable, and I don't think anything can come near us if we just all work together and put our heads in it.
What did you do differently this year, Maeve?
Just even like our training, everything has been top tier, and like all, just even the bond with the girls has become stronger, and all the younger girls coming up, like Emma's some addition, like she's still minor next year and she's one of the top class players on our team as well. Just everyone just bonding together and like understanding everything about each other and how we all play as a team, and knowing what everyone likes their kind of way to play and understanding that as well.
Aoife, how much of a lift did it give everyone to see your sister Emma billow the back of the net in the first minute of injury time?
It was massive. I actually don't think I've heard a scream at a camogie match like that now in a long, long time. It was just fantastic to see the families there. We saw so many Ballygunner and Passage hurlers there, and it's just fantastic to see the Waterford camogie really starting to grow. And I just couldn't get over the crowd there, to be honest with you. And it just means so much to all of us as a team. And then when you focus on family again, it just meant so much to us seeing Dad. I actually think Dad was one of the first people on the field after the match. And then for my grandmother to be jogging out with a flag in her hand at the full-time whistle just makes it extra special.
It must have meant a lot to you personally as well, Aoife, because your manager Roisin Hartley was talking after the game about the injury struggles you've had in the last couple of years. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's actually 2 years ago now. A disc in my back was out of place and I was leaning on nerves in my back, and unfortunately I tried to keep playing through it, and I put off MRIs just in case it went away, but it just didn't. And I got sent to Santry then after the MRI, and in fairness to Santry, they were just outstanding with all their services they gave me. They tried the injections, they didn't work, and I went up for the, just to see how they went on the Thursday, and I was up then for the operation on the Tuesday. And then I suppose it was a massive setback, because then I started putting on a bit of weight, and last year I suppose I was on the sideline, and I probably was in no shape to play, and that really, really did kill me. Not being able to even get a run did affect me big time. And then at the start of this year, I met up at Roisin, and I was coming and going, and I was like, oh, will I give it another go? Will I do I just stay the way I am? And thankfully, Roisin, she actually met me there across the road in Costa, and she said, no, Aoife, we need you to keep going. We need you. I'll do that and to bring you on in the county final. And then I got in touch with our own strength and conditioning coach, Jimmy Payne, and I just couldn't ask for a better man to be beside me through all the hard work throughout the year. Early morning sessions, whatever I could do, I did it. And thankfully, I really did it. I did it as best as I could. And then I got the results on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, did sticking that ball over the bar make all those early morning sessions worthwhile?
Oh, absolutely. I'd do it an hour earlier now if I had to. And then I was back in then again on Tuesday morning, ready to get going again.
Yeah, like may have just listening to Aoife there, like how much of a lift did it give the team to see her back on the field?
Oh, it was unbelievable. And I'm actually still going to say it's like no one else on the pitch could put that ball over the barrel. Only Aoife would be able to do it. And it was just so happy to see her back on the pitch where she wants to be and just getting that point. Just she deserved it. And 100% she deserved to get it.
Yeah, she had a big moment, but you had a big moment yourself, Maeve, in the last 10 minutes or so of the game. Maggie Gostel was bearing down on goal. You managed to get a hook in and you flicked it away for a 45. Can you just talk us through those couple of seconds?
Oh, it was I had to make it. That was just in my head. I had to make it, and there was no, it was not going anywhere else beside outside the line. Nowhere else. I was just, as soon as Maggie flicked the ball forward, I was like, full pelt, I'm going to have to do 110% running now. And thankfully, I just made it. And I was just, after it happened, I just breathed and I was like, okay, relax now. I made it. It's good. It's done. And I was just so happy to make that hook, thankfully.
Leisha Forrest was named player of the match. Maeve, what does she bring to this team?
Leisha brings such a great voice and such great strength and determination. And she'll always fight to the end, like all of us would. And she's just a great player. I love watching her play. She's honestly just probably one of the best Camogie players I've ever played with. And I've been playing with her since under 14. And I just think she has some strength and some hurling. And her mind and her voice is just amazing as well on the pitch to hear it.
How did you celebrate last Saturday evening, Maeve?
Oh, we celebrated well anyway. As soon as we got back in the dressing room, we were all singing and just so happy and it was amazing. And we head down to Jack's and we just celebrated the cup there with our families and our friends, and it was just an amazing evening to celebrate with everyone who you loved and cared about at one place.
Who's the best singer on the team, Aoife?
To be honest with you, I'd say the girl sitting beside me here, Maeve. We actually also have our sub-goalkeeper, Vicky O'Sullivan. She's very good on the mic as well. She was actually on the mic over across the ferry on Sunday evening as well.
Fantastic, fantastic. On the Passage East ferry?
Yeah, we headed over at about 1:30. And then the music started at 6:00, but we were full of our fun then by 6:00. And thankfully we got Vicky up on the mic, and then there was about 25 of us over there, so we actually took up most of the pub over there, small pub.
Brilliant, I'm sure they were glad of all the business. Aoife, you mentioned the role Jimmy Payne has played in your success. Can you just talk us through the rest of the backroom team involved with all tier?
So our hurling coaches are Wayne Power from Ballyduff Upper and Pat O'Neill from Kilkenny. Paul Forrest, our goalkeeping coach. Then we have Roisin, the manager, Michael Hayes, kind of on the stats and in the backroom staff as well. Of course, then we have Shirley Sheridan that provides all our dinners after training and all our water, Jaff cakes, wine gums, etc. For our training sessions and matches. Look, we're just absolutely steeped to have the setup we have. And for anyone that knows Roisin Hartley, when Roisin Hartley goes into something, she gives 110%. We just can't thank Roisin enough for giving us all these services that we had. We also had a great psychologist and like nutritionist in with us this year. And I really think that's really starting to show in this stage of the year.
And maybe there's no rest for the wicked now. You have a Munster semi-final on Saturday away to Newcastle West at 2:00. When did you get back to the training field?
Well, we were in the gym on Monday, just doing a bit of recovery and stuff like that. And then we had training Tuesday evening and training again this evening. So we're all ready for as soon as we went back to the gym on Monday, we knew straight away our heads were on and we were all focused for Saturday coming, because we know Newcastle West aren't going to be an easy component. So we have to give it all our 100%, and I think we're all ready for it coming ahead.
Aoife was telling us earlier about the gang she had at the county final. Maeve, who will be there on Saturday to cheer you on?
Well, my mum, Shirley, who does the food and stuff for us, I ran straight to her as soon as I saw her and just jumped into her, and I was so happy. And I have my dad, my granddad and my sister all supporting me on the sideline as well. So it was just great to see them at the end of the match and celebrate it with them as well.
Fantastic. Aoife, what do you know about your opponents, Newcastle West?
They're quite a football team. They're runners. They just run the ball, but we're actually lucky enough because we're after been talking about running through the ball on a few occasions throughout the year, but we'll have no fear. What we did last Saturday, coming back from 4 points down at one stage in the second half, there's no reason why we can't give them a good game of it. And please God, we'll come out through it in the end.
Well, Aoife Fitzgerald and Maeve Sheridan from the Galtier Camogie team, thanks for sharing your stories and being so honest with us this evening. Congratulations on a terrific county final win, and all the best on Saturday against Newcastle West.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.